Be forgetful in sports ministry. Philippians 3:12 through 16. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. The servant of God is called to be forgetful. True righteousness is understood by Paul in a certain way, and he defines it at the beginning of the third chapter of Philippians. Paul was no longer relying on his own achievements, Philippians 3, 4 through 6, but rather relying on Christ alone, Philippians 3, 7 through 10. His hopes went on to include knowing Christ, realizing the power of Christ's resurrection, and fellowshipping in the suffering of Christ, Philippians 3, 11. The apostle denied having reached completion in Philippians 3, 12 through 16, and yet he spoke of his struggle toward complete Christlikeness. Nevertheless, he pressed on toward his goal. He used sports imagery in Philippians 3, 12b through 14 to picture his continuing work toward Christlikeness. The word dioko speaks of quick and energetic movement toward the goal. It is also a term describing both hunting and running. The phrase dioko de aikai katalabo, I have already obtained this, shows effort with energy that moves to apprehend or overtake something. Paul's reason for pressing on, efe o kai katalemphanth hupo Christo yeso, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. The term katalethaon is aorist, which speaks of the specific past event of Paul's salvation experience. He pushed toward the complete work that God had purposed in his life at his conversion. Attaining to the resurrection was part of that goal. Paul mentioned again in Philippians 3:13a, he has not yet arrived to that goal. To stress the importance of what follows, Paul uses en day, but one thing. All of Paul's past life and work is included with toio ope so, what lies behind. He is picturing himself as a runner that is not distracted during the race. He may even be the lead runner who does not look back at the other runners in the race, but he remains focused on the finish line. He puts former things behind him, and he also stretches toward what lies ahead. The runner is using complete effort, as seen in epitenomenes, straining forward, with all of his mind and body being pushed to win the prize. The term for mark is skopon, the goal, and that is what the runner looks at during the race. This is the goal of the athlete. The phrase kata skopon, toward the goal, is an accusative of measure, showing how far the runner would strain. Until he reached the goal, he will press with intense effort. The skopon seems to be complete Christlikeness. Some scholars believe that is this speaking of a charioteer that is intent in his race. He has his eyes fixed on the front, and he will not dare to look behind because of the slightest pressure that is on his reins, which are wrapped around his body, could produce a false move and make him lose the race or even his life. The result the apostle hoped for was eis to bebron tes ano klesios tau theo en Christo yeso, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The word for prize is bribeon, only used here and in 1 Corinthians 9:24. It speaks of the prize awarded to the victors of the race. It's qualified by the genitive phrase of the upward call of God. The apostle may be remembering what happened at the games when, at the end of each race, an agonathetes, game official, would call the winning runner's name, the name of the runner's father, and the name of the runner's country. After the introduction, the athlete received the prize of the agonathetes. But Christ expects not just for a celery wreath, but an imperishable crown of eternal value. Paul was en Christo Jesu, in Christ Jesus. He would receive that upward call. It is the goal that every believer receives as their reward.